An aquaculture scientist at the Water Research Institute of CSIR, Dr. Joseph Paddy, says Ghana is making significant strides in terms of aquaculture production. He said diversification of fish can also help improve its production. Dr. Paddy added that the institute is doing its best in collaborating with fish farmers with training and equipping them to ensure that aquaculture production becomes more lucrative.
We are making gains. If you consider that in 2010, our aquaculture production was 10,000 metric tons, and in 2013 it was thrice that. However, we need to diversify the fishes that we farm. Right now, tilapia is dominating, and if there should be disease outbreak, then it will negatively impact the industry. So there's need to bring other species like the mud catfish, the bony tongue, and silver catfish. And so research is now geared towards developing these species to diversify aquaculture, because we know if disease strikes, it only strikes one species. We want to bring on board new fish species that we have, which are fast growing and can convert feed efficiently to enhance profitability and long-term economic sustainability of aquaculture in Ghana. We conduct research into the species that are very farmed to come out with improved genetic strains of fish that will grow fast, and so farmers can benefit from it and make more profit. Research is targeted at diversifying the strains that we farm. We research into the types of feed that can lower the cost of production, and then how to manage disease outbreaks, and then even economics of fish farming regarding business plans, so that fish farming can be packaged in such a way that farmers can position themselves to reap the benefits of the industry.
Dr. Joseph Paddy is an aquaculture research scientist at the Water Research Institute of CSIR. Emmanuel Mensah is also an aquaculture research scientist at the Water Research Institute of CSIR, shares his views on the effects of climate change on fish production. Mr. Mensah said exchange of data with fish farmers along the Volta Lake can also help check the negative effects.
Because people were agitating for the culture just because the capture fisheries were declining. Fishermen would go to fish and they wouldn't get so much stocks. It also happened when the number of people entering into the fishing business also increased, and the fish stocks were also declining. Initially, when they go to catch, they are not getting big size fish. So the agitation for this culture, that's where the aquaculture also came in. Research that has been done over the years showed that there was a decline in the fish productivity. Whether we are attributing it to the fact that there are no fish stocks, or the environmental conditions are changing, or whatever, is something that is still under investigation. But what we are currently going to do now is to try to see whether the impact of climate change has an effect on the fish productivity that is coming out. And when you look at climate change, temperature is one of the main factors that is causing global warming. Now, when there is heating, it affects the water. Fishes will try to migrate from heated environment to a safer place. Thereby, when fishermen also go to sea, they are not getting them. There is also natural productivity that goes on in the water. It could be affected by temperature, oxygen levels, and all these things. So we are trying to look at these impacts that will be having on the fish productivity and the likelihood impacts on communities that live along the river.